Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is exciting. A day filled with prophecy and what God is doing in 2016. And I just feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my soul. And, you know, it's up for you. I mean, hold the word of what God is saying and run with what God has said. James Gall is talking about there's going to be this men's movement taking place.
He says there is a harvest coming as the ingredients of these previous movements are brought together.
So this is a convergence. This is a prophetic word from James Gall. And he's talking about, this is the fifth insight, saying this men's move is coming, but it's coming because of those that have gone before us.
Yes. He says this is necessary so that there will be long-term success of the current justice movements involved in rescuing victims of sex trafficking and child slavery.
So the men movement will be key to freeing breaking out of sex slavery, which we talked about that in the pink room.
Oh, yeah.
The things we talked about in the program over the years, it just breaks your heart what's taking place.
Yes. This evil must be eradicated in our generation. The prophetic words of Malachi 4 will come to pass.
Wait a minute. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's the Malachi mandate. Oh, my goodness. Okay, go ahead.
The prophetic words of Malachi 4 will come to pass. Malachi 4:6 will be fulfilled. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and their hearts of the children to their fathers. A new global men's movement is taking shape. Yes, God still speaks, and this is a portion of what the Holy Spirit told them.
This is so exciting because, you know, this all was birth in for us.
Yeah.
You know, what God has done for 10 years. For 10 years, we did the stadiums with the Promise Keepers. We did all that. I was one of those guys, I don't know what they were called, ambassadors for Promise Keepers. Amazing movement. And we came, we brought back what God did in our hearts. We began the next step, Outback Fathers and Sons Camp Trip, Pensacola Fathers and Sons Camp Trip, all those different names for it. It was 10 years we did this prophecy about turning the hearts of the fathers to the son and the sons to the fathers. And it was amazing. God's glory would show up in such a powerful way. And that was a seed, John.
Yeah.
That was a seed. Wow. That was a seed. And what James Gall is saying is that the harvest is coming in this season. So over 3 million of us, were on the mall praying and asking God for a revival. And that's who's going to close out prayer today. Over 3 million reported men in Washington, D.C. on the mall. Let's go there now.
All across this mall. And I'm going to ask you right now in those groups, don't talk. You can meet each other in a few minutes. But right now, I want you to pray. One by one, brief prayers so that two or three or four will have an opportunity. Very brief prayers. Let's cry out to God now for that work of revival in His church, of an outpouring of His Spirit upon the whole body of Christ in this nation, to ignite within the hearts of all of our people a first love, consuming passion for Jesus Christ, with three or four brief prayers like that in each huddle until you hear us begin to sing, "You are Lord." Please, someone begin in each huddle and others follow. Pray. Almighty God, I thank you for the closeness of a brother who, like me, has found that in Christ we find the strength to be holy men, that our weakness in His hand becomes our greatest strength. Thank you for the strength of God's family, for it is in unity that we triumph, in oneness that we will walk worthy of your name. This we confess, in the name of the Almighty God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.